playing the music of the church throughout the ages. This is Heart and Soul.
Heart and Soul.
Lord, I lift your name on high, and I love to sing your praises. I'm so glad you're in my life. I'm so glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, my debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, we lift your name on high, and we love to sing your praises. We're so glad you're in our lives. So glad you came to save us. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, our debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high. Lord, we lift your name on high. You came from heaven to earth to show the way, from the earth to the cross, our debt to pay, from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, we lift your name on high.
That was John Gibson from a Breakaway Praise CD with the chorus, Lord, I Lift Thy Name on High. Introducing David Evans with today's word. Thank you, David.
Hello, everyone. Good to be here with you today. I want to ask the question, what do you do when you don't know what to do? Sometimes when we don't know what to do, we want to fly off in all directions and do something, but it may be the time to do nothing. Different verses in Scripture tell us to stand still and don't move as yet, just yet. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord is one that comes to mind from Exodus 14:13. Moses told the people to fear not and stand still, firm, confident, undismayed. The Lord will work it out for you in spite of the Egyptians. The Egyptians will never bother you again because the Lord will handle it. The Lord was telling them, don't take matters into your own hands to do something just to be doing something. Ask for a fresh word from the Lord. 1 Samuel 3:7 said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Samuel was a boy who was confused about God, trying to speak to him. Eli said to him, go, lie down, and if you hear it again, say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. When Samuel didn't know what to do, he focused on listening and hearing. And up to that point, the boy didn't know what to do. But when we are rattled by things around us, we can get back the peace of God when we focus. Isaiah 26 verse 3 says, you will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on you, because he trusts in you. Listen for a fresh word from the Lord, and let him know you are listening. Then, Wait upon the Lord if the answer about what to do doesn't come immediately. Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." To wait means to stay where you are or to delay taking any action until you are clear on what to do. We often get an idea for a solution and rush in and do something immediately, and when it doesn't work out and falls apart, we wonder why. It's more likely than not we did not wait on the Lord, but jumped ahead of him. What are we supposed to do while we are waiting? Isaiah 55:6 and 7 says, "Seek ye the Lord while he may be found, call upon him while he is near." Psalm 27:14 says, "Wait for the Lord, be strong and take heart, and wait for the Lord." Waiting does not mean doing nothing. A verse says, "Be still and know that I am God." Listen, while you are listening, God is working. What you think he may be saying to you while you are focusing on him and waiting. Remember Jesus and the raising of Lazarus from the dead? Everyone expected Jesus to drop what he was doing and to run to where Lazarus' grave was and to do something, possibly, because even Mary and Martha admitted that, "Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would not have died, but even now I know that whatever you ask of God will happen." So they had confidence in him and in his ability. The disciples also queried why he didn't go when the messenger came. And he said that Lazarus is asleep, and I'm glad I wasn't there. And they said, "Well, we'll do well if he's asleep." But then Jesus plainly said, "No, Lazarus is dead." And then, of course, we know that as he waited to hear the voice of his father, as he always did, he went off, and that great miracle of raising Lazarus from the dead took place. The other thing to do is to pray in the Spirit. Scripture says to commit your way unto the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. When you don't know, pray in the Spirit. "For we do not know what to pray for as we ought," said Paul, "but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words, and he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God." When you pray in the Spirit, the Holy Spirit, who knows all things, is able to pray correctly into the matter. Praying in the Spirit, of course, is controversial for many people, but it is an added dimension of our prayer strategy. And when you don't know how to pray, let the Holy Spirit pray through you. We'll be more effective in finding out what to do when we don't know what to do if we'll do these four things. Let me repeat them. 1, don't do anything until you have the green light to go. There's a time to move, there's a time to wait. Saul was chosen by God to be the first king of Israel, but he became impatient and offered a burnt offering to God, which was a job reserved for the priests. This act of disobedience caused God to reject Saul as king and to choose someone else to take his place. The story of Saul teaches us that we must be obedient to God's commands and wait on him to fulfill his promises. We should not try to take matters in our own hands, but rather trust in God's plan and timing. Moses was chosen by God to lead the Israelites out of slavery in Egypt. However, he became impatient and killed an Egyptian who was mistreating an Israelite. This act of violence caused Moses to flee Egypt and delayed God's plan for the Israelites' deliverance. The story of Moses teaches us that we must be patient and trust in God's plan even when things seem difficult or impossible. We should not take matters into our own hands, but rather trust in God's guidance and direction. So the first thing is not to do anything without God's green light. And then 2, ask for a fresh word from God, just because what you have done for God in the past has been successful or not. Let's not just take for granted that we don't need another fresh word from God. There are so many variables in life that we need to hear what he requires of us and not to move without that word. 3, wait on the Lord. This involves patience. Actually, don't forget that the word upon can also be translated for. So it's wait for the Lord. Then we're in danger of doing what is called bringing into being an Ishmael if we don't wait on him, just like Abraham did. Remember, Abraham and Sarah couldn't wait for the promised son and adopted the prevailing and sometimes dangerous attitude of God helps those who help themselves. Rather, God helps those who trust him and his promises. He is able to always perform what he promises. Wait for his timing. So then we read that the benefit of waiting brings to pass the promise that those who wait for the Lord will renew their strength. They will mount up with wings like eagles, they will run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint, which means to give up. And then fourthly and finally, pray in the Spirit. The Apostle Paul tells us to pray in the Spirit and also with the understanding. If you've been gifted with prayer tongues, use that gift to build up your faith. If you're not moving in that prayer expression, draw on the understanding that God has given you to pray powerfully. In these ways, we will know what to do when all the time before we didn't. God will reveal to you what he wants you to do. The Holy Spirit indwelling you, Jesus said, will reveal all things. Let's score some goals for the kingdom and hear his well done as we wait upon the Lord. May God bless you today.
Scottish festival singers with the hymn, Who Trusts in God, A Strong Abode. Let's rejoice now with Hosanna music and I Will Sing to the Lord Forever.